And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Whether the handsome young man, Oliver Wilson, is actually head over heels in love with attractive Julia Dixon, for 10 years wealthy Rupert Barlow's social secretary, is something of a question. To Victor, Rupert's cynical man, Oliver is nothing but a fortune hunter. However, Oliver is well aware that Julia has only a small amount of money, and still he professes his devotion. When he left Rupert and Julia beside the swimming pool on the luxurious Barlow estate on Long Island, Rupert nearly blew a fuse. And we now hear...
Impudent, overbearing upstart. How dare he talk to me as if I had one foot in the grave? What does he mean by calling me sir all the time?
Oh, Rupert, he doesn't mean to annoy you. But you're always so very sharp with him that it makes him uneasy.
Uneasy, my foot. He's free enough with my brandy and my cigars. I notice that he doesn't hesitate to drive my cars whenever he likes.
But Oliver never goes without me, Rupert.
Well, that doesn't help matters any, Julia. Why do you keep on encouraging him to loaf around here to behave as if he intended to spend the rest of his life here?
Well, if you want him to leave, just tell me. I'll see that we pack up at once.
Oh, now, see here, Julia. I won't have you talking like that. You've got to get back your senses. You can't be serious about this blonde clothes dummy.
I think Oliver is very sweet.
Oh, he's nothing of the kind. He's as cool and calculating as a cobra. He's managed to worm his way over here from Bermuda, and now he wants to have a chance to find some rich woman to marry. I know the type. Perfectly obvious. He's a born fortune hunter.
You're quite wrong about Oliver, Rupert. As you ought to know if you've listened to him at all. Well, he begged me to marry him. He knows that I'm not rich. I told him that quite plainly. And I'm sure you must have mentioned it to him when he spoke to you.
What does he mean by coming to me as if he were asking a father for his daughter's hand? And who does he think I am, anyway?
Well, I don't suppose Oliver quite understands about us, Rupert. I mean, it's a little difficult to understand. I suppose he thinks you're a sort of a guardian or something.
Well, he can just get over thinking that. I won't have it. And I won't have all this respect. Why can't he talk to me as if I were an ordinary man?
Because, my dear Rupert, you're not in the least an ordinary man. And so it's only natural that Oliver finds you hard to figure out. Well, you shouldn't be angry when he's only trying to be polite.
Well, hang it all, let him go somewhere else and be polite. I'm sick and tired of it.
You said you were looking for me, Rupert. Was it something special?
What?
When you found us out here, you said you'd been looking for me.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Went completely out of my mind when I saw that young idiot. I wanted to talk to you about Claudia Vincent.
What about her, Rupert? I told you I hadn't read the papers this morning.
Larry Noble has managed to get her into my play.
What do you mean?
Just what I say. What do you suppose I mean? The play I made possible by putting up my own money. The play that wouldn't have been produced if I hadn't backed it. Now that Larry has made a big hit in it, and he's feeling self-important, he's fixed it so that Claudia is to play the lead opposite him.
I can't believe it. She's never had any experience, has she, Rupert?
Not that I know of, but that's not the point. Larry knows good and well that Claudia Vincent has been trying to blackmail me for some time. He knows how she deliberately forced her way into this house while you and I were both away. How she even tried to kill me when I insisted that she leave.
Well, evidently Larry believes that Claudia is the person who's been unjustly treated. He wouldn't have asked her to stay in his house in Rosehaven if he didn't believe that.
Larry Noble is a fool. His head has been turned by Claudia's tale of woe, of how I stole her family's fortune, or how I ruined her life. It's all a lot of nonsense.
And what about Mary? What does she believe?
Mary is a wonderful person. She sees through Claudia Vincent and is absolutely furious about the whole thing. But she can't do a thing with that pig-headed husband of hers. Now he gets Claudia a big part in his play without so much as a word to me.
Well, aren't those things usually handled by the producer?
Well, it makes no difference. It's my money that's made the play possible. And this is the thanks I get. I ought to try to console poor Mary. She must be terribly hurt about the whole thing. But I can't even find time to think about such matters with my own house in such an uproar.
Well, I don't see why you say that, Rupert. There isn't any uproar here. Oliver and I are very anxious to be just as considerate of you as we can.
Well, I don't want your consideration.
What is it you do want, Rupert? You see, I've waited for more than 10 years for a definite answer.
Now, don't start that, Julia. You know that I'm devoted to you. I couldn't possibly get along without you.
Now, Rupert, we've been over that ground too many times. I know that no one is indispensable. Now, let's get back to this other matter.
Hmm? What matter?
Claudia. And this part in Larry's play. I don't want this to make a bad feeling between you and the Nobles.
What do you care about what happens to me and the Nobles? You've been complaining about my friendship with Mary Noble for months.
Oh, Rupert, I think perhaps I've been quite strong about that.
What do you mean?
I'll admit it. I used to be jealous of your attention to Mary Noble.
Used to be?
Yes. And I'm ashamed of that now. What's more, I want to do something to heal up the rift that's growing between you and Larry Noble.
Why should you?
Well, because I know how difficult it would be for you to ever see them, and particularly Mary, if you weren't on a sound, friendly basis. You know what gossip there's been in the past, and you wouldn't want that to start up again.
This isn't like you, Julia. I don't get the point.
Well, I'd like to see if I couldn't help patch up this whole unfortunate business. Fix it so you're all fast friends again.
And how would you do that?
Well, do you remember the other day when I suggested giving a little party over here, inviting the Nobles over?
Well, what about it? You certainly wouldn't expect me to invite them now under the circumstances.
Oh, why not, Rupert? It seems like the ideal time. A little party to celebrate Claudia's new part in the play, to show that you hold no grudges. It'd be a very friendly gesture. And it would surely help to make friends all around.
I doubt if Mary would like the idea.
Why don't you let me try? It surely couldn't hurt anything.
I don't see why you're suddenly so anxious to be a helping hand, particularly with the Nobles.
It's just that I don't want to see you break off with any of your dear friends.
Well, this is the first I've known that you care to hang about my friends.
As we grow older, we need our friends more and more. Particularly if we're suddenly forced to make a change in our habits.
What are you talking about? Who's going to make a change?
We never know, Rupert.
Well, confound it, I'm not old.
Of course you're not old, Rupert. But in case you were suddenly left alone, I mean, if you had to, rearrange your life, don't you see? You'd need all of your good friends to see you through. Just you leave everything to me.
Julia! Now, wait a minute. Come back here and explain what you mean. Julia!
But Julia Dixon is walking briskly toward the main house. And a short time later, in nearby Rosehaven, Mary and Larry are having lunch by themselves, and we hear...
Funny that Maud Marlowe didn't get back for lunch.
She said she didn't expect to be home. Besides, she wants to take off some weight before she starts rehearsing in her play next month.
I don't see why she should have to take off any weight.
Oh, she says it'll be better if she does. She's supposed to be a middle-aged woman who is very up-to-the-minute about everything. She naturally wants to look her best.
Oh.
I keep wondering if we should have called Claudia.
Well, honey, you're the one who said, better sleep.
Yes, I know. But it's getting late now, and she may think we should have called her for lunch.
Since we're halfway through now, I don't see much sense in that.
I guess not. It seems amazing to me that anyone could sleep so late, even if she were terribly tired.
It's the nervous strain.
What nervous strain?
I'm trying to get started in the theater.
Oh, that.
You needn't be so sure that Claudia hasn't a chance.
Well, I didn't ever say that. How could I when I know so little about the theater?
As a matter of fact, Claudia's managed to get a break already.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah. She's going to be in my play.
Really?
Yes. She's taking over Sheila's part.
But that's the leading role.
Sheila's getting out of her contract because she wants to get married. And Harold Ramsey has decided to give Claudia the part.
How did he ever decide to do that?
How do you suppose? I persuaded him. I've worked darn hard to help Claudia. I've coached and helped her with her reading. She's made the grade. Doesn't that make you feel a little different about her?
Not different. Only more so.
Now, what do you mean by that?
I'll tell you some other time.
Mary is not inclined to view her husband's success in placing Claudia Vincent in her first Broadway play with delight. And as she hurries to the phone, there's a definite set to her jaw which bodes no good. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.